It's not usually thought of as art, but in Florida, some strip clubs want to get around local ordinances by presenting their attractions as theater. Across America, cities and counties are cracking down on adult entertainment clubs. In Houston, strippers have to be licensed and have to wear their licenses during their shows. In Bellevue, Washington, dancers have to stay a certain distance from patrons. That's hurt their tips so dramatically that several clubs have lost their staff and been forced out of business. But as Tanya Ott reports, one club near Orlando thinks it has a novel solution, stripping to Shakespeare.
This is the story of Femme Fatale's location, Seminole County, Florida, just northeast of the Orlando metro area. The Players.
Michael Pinter, Jr., owner of Club Wana.
My name is Bob West. I'm deputy director for Christian Coalition of Florida.
Morris Sullivan. I do a lot of freelance directing and playwriting.
Amanda.
Autumn.
Certainly an odd cast of characters to be battling over the First Amendment, but one that is turning this small conservative community on its head. This saga begins 2 years ago when local residents went to the polls and approved an anti-nudity ordinance that requires exotic dancers to wear pasties and G-strings. Until then, Seminole County had been the only place in Central Florida to allow full nudity. And Club Wana had taken full advantage of it, luring tourists from the theme park strip and from as far away as Miami. But with the nudity ordinance, the women now had to cover up, and club owner Michael Pinter didn't like it.
Well, it certainly hasn't helped business, and as a matter of fact, that's what it was designed to do, is to hurt business. It probably hurt our business at least by 50%.
So Pinter pored over the ordinance looking for a loophole, and when he found it, a clause that allows for nudity in legitimate theatrical performances, he put his attorney Steve Mason to work. Mason immediately contacted local playwright Morris Sullivan.
He called to kind of ask questions about, you know, the nature of art and what's bona fide performance and stuff like that. And we had all these philosophical conversations about these things, and then finally he said, well, look, I represent a bunch of adult clubs that want to produce a play with nudity. Will you do it?
Sullivan jumped at the chance to challenge the nudity ordinance and, in his mind, protect the First Amendment's right to free speech. He scoured through scripts, settling on Shakespeare's Macbeth, a piece by the Marquis de Sade, and a few more one-act plays he wrote himself. The show opened last year, but authorities immediately shut it down. After months of legal wrangling, though, a judge ruled in January that the show was indeed legitimate theater. And the show could go on it goes, opening this weekend with a witches scene from Macbeth and several new one-acts, which is where Amanda and Autumn come in.
Hello, Roger Darling, please.
Darling's dead. What can I do for you?
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
They're the new cast of Femme Fatales, ranging in age from 18 to 26. None have been on stage before, except as exotic dancers. Not exactly your typical constitutional crusaders, but they don't see themselves that way anyway. Again, Amanda.
No, I wouldn't say that. I'm just doing it because it's really fun, it's a really cool thing, and a lot of money.
Women are still learning their lines, and they'd better, says Christian Coalition Director Bob West, because if they diverge from the script approved by the judge, they could end up back in court.
And those people who are in the play would then be subject to criminal charges.
That may worry me a little bit.
We're planning on sticking exactly to the script. I mean, if you fumble over a word and they want to put you in cuffs, then what are you going to do? Nobody's perfect. We're going up there having a good time, and it's fun.
Club owner Mike Pinter says he welcomes the challenge, but the Christian Coalition's Bob West says he doesn't quite understand why Pinter would be so eager to push the matter.
I really don't think their customers are going to keep on coming back to hear Shakespeare quoted. So although they're pushing forward with this, I think it's a short-term solution, and I think the ordinance will be upheld.
But Jules Girard, professor emeritus of law at Washington University in St. Louis and an expert on regulating adult businesses, isn't quite as confident. He says the original one-acts written by local playwright Morris Sullivan could in fact qualify as protected political satire or parody. One long-term solution in the Club Wana case, says Girard, would be to rewrite the nudity ordinance, redefining the places where nudity is prohibited.
Is its income derived primarily from gifts and from ticket admissions and only incidentally liquor, or is it a place where the income is primarily liquor?
Those who track the adult entertainment industry say the Club Wana case is one of the most creative they've seen. And if it continues to stand up in the courts, it will likely be copied elsewhere, meaning a nude version of West Side Story or Oklahoma could be coming to your neighborhood strip club sometime soon. For NPR News, I'm Tanya Ott in Orlando.